Thank you, John. Our last batch of news items now. The items range from the latest Norwich City football report to a church to be used as an auction house and recognition of National Tree Week. We'll start with the football. Norwich City fans wanted entertainment. Johannes Hof Thorup has duly delivered. This week alone, the Canaries have added 10 goals to their tally for the first time in 7 days at Carrow Road for 71 years in back-to-back victories over Plymouth Argyle and Luton Town. It has taken their goals so far tally to 35, higher than 90 of the other sides in the top four divisions. Only Wycombe Wanderers, 36, have scored more in their opening 17 league matches. 25 of those goals have come at Carrow Road, 5 more than the next closest in Leeds and 9 ahead of Coventry in third. This is the highest number of home goals scored by a single team in the entire English Football League.
Norfolk's Lauren Hemp has been named Women's Player of the Year by the Football Supporters Association. The Manchester City and Lionesses forward Hemp from North Walsham ended Arsenal's domination of the category since its creation. "I just wanted to say a massive thank you for this award," said Hemp, who also used to play for Norwich City Women. Hemp is currently recovering from knee surgery, which ruled her out of the England friendlies against the US and Switzerland recently.
ABC Taxis, a Norwich private hire taxi firm, has announced its sponsorship of Firside Athletic Youth Football Club's Under 7 team. The sponsorship is part of the Funded by Vizu initiative and will provide the young players with new kits. Chris Ford, Regional Director for ABC Taxis, said, "We're thrilled to support Firside Athletic Youth Football Club and be part of their journey in nurturing young players in our community. Seeing the under-sevens proudly bearing our sponsored kits reminds us of the importance of investing in the next generation, and we're honoured to play a part in that." The Funded by Vizu initiative is a community-focused programme designed to give back and support projects. Through this scheme, Vizu and its regional brands, like ABC Taxis, help organisations grow. Tim Blanche, chairman of Firside Athletics Football Club, said, "It's fantastic to have ABC Taxis as a new sponsor for the club. The under-sevens are thrilled and proud to wear the new kits ABC have provided, and we, as coaches, share their excitement."
Auctions will be held once a month at the 11th century St Mary Cosmoney Church off Duke Street, with the first one taking place on Saturday the 7th. The scheme is the brainchild of Dylan Mander and will see art, antiques and collectibles sold at the events. "There's not been an auction house in Norwich for a long time," Dylan said. He added, "I grew up around Norwich and I've worked as an auctioneer since I left school in 2011, including at Cheffins in Cambridge and Lacey Scott and Knight in Bury St Edmunds. We looked at lots of other churches in Norwich with the help of the Church's Trust before finding St Mary Cosnany, which is perfect for our needs."
A singer from Norwich has been named the country's best tribute act again. Jackie Cann won ITV's Stars in Their Eyes competition as the Is This Love hitmaker Alison Moyet back in 1993. She has continued to tour the UK, performing as both Moyet and herself in the decades since, offering audiences an energetic selection of 70s, 80s and 90s hits. But she returned to the wider stage last week at the National Entertainment Awards, where she scooped the overall Best Tribute Act crown. Ms. Cann said the win was a total shock. It felt totally amazing and the atmosphere was electric, she recalled. I was extremely honoured to have been nominated for the award and I'll be going back to defend my title in 2025. When she's not on stage, Miss Can works as a vocal coach to inspire the next generation to follow their dreams as she did. It has become a wonderful passion of mine, she added. Some of my older students have even gone on to be professional performers themselves. I am so proud of them.
Work to maintain the Broads waterways will be cut by as much as a quarter after plans to make boaters pay more were met with criticism. The Broads Authority has agreed a 5.9% increase to its toll fees next year, a lower amount than needed to cover the increased costs faced by the organisation. It follows mounting backlash from hire boat firms and private boat users who have complained the costs have risen too much in the last 3 years. However, this will mean less money will be spent on services such as dredging, the clearance of mud and silt to keep the rivers and lakes navigable. And the numbers of hours rangers spend patrolling the Broads could also be reduced. As much as £117,000 is expected to be cut from services.
Norfolk's libraries have been supporting National Tree Week by hosting tree-themed events. The libraries featured tree-themed displays, reading lists, and distributed free tree bookmarks. National Tree Week marks the beginning of the winter tree planting season. The Tree Council's official National Tree Week webpage featured more than 100 planting opportunities, events, talks, and tours. Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library, Poringland Library and Stalham Library have hosted tree-themed displays. These included activity booklets, posters, colouring sheets, special National Tree Week bookmarks and tree-themed reading lists.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox and we hope you've enjoyed it. Our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. As already mentioned, the postal service is not as quick as it used to be, particularly in the run-up to Christmas. So you do not receive the post as early these days. So can we urge you not to rush to return it to us such that you miss listening to it all fully and properly. There's lots to listen to, including Norfolk Magazine this week. So please do not feel you have to return it too quickly. Our other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message. Click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk or listen on smart speaker. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to remind you to keep listening to Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine and hope you enjoy it. Also, that you have enjoyed listening to our weekly edition. So, now it's goodbye from me, Mike, and from Lorna.